Good afternoon, everyone. I'm from Acorn Health, but I'm presenting on behalf of Cold Game Men's Action Group. Also, I want to acknowledge the traditional land which we gather, pay respect to the elders in the past, present, and emerging, and also acknowledge my co-author, Priyadi Prihaswam, who is not here today, but also the international students and people who are involved in the project. Now, first, you can see the HIV diagnosis in MSM, the New South Wales surveillance data. The emergent divergence of trends in HIV diagnosis amongst overseas-born MSM and Australian-born MSM. Among these overseas-born MSM, many of them are young international students. So the Cold Game Men's Action Group take the action to address this issue to this population. But before, we wanted to organize a forum to this group. But what we do is to consult the two stakeholders. One is the educational providers and also the MSM international students. The aim is to see, you know, get the feedback from them. We need them to be on board and to support, and also have a better understanding from the students how they access the sexual health information and services, and how the educational providers, they provide information for them, and also the student, their connectedness to the services, and also other students on campus and the mainstream communities. So we had the first consultation meeting with the educational providers. The great news, they were all on board, very supportive. And there was a bit of concern that, you know, maybe this event will only, you know, engage those students who are out, because, you know, coming out is still a big issue and stigma is still there. But then it's also good. Maybe the out people, they can be the peer leaders in the communities, and they can talk to the students who are still not out yet. And another thing is, we need to conduct the consultation meeting with the international students, which was already scheduled. And interestingly, we had the, you know, the consultation meeting with the students within a month. Very interesting consideration. It was the same concern about outing themselves. And to take it further, students thought sexual health forum, boring and confronting. So let's not do that. Let's call it a party. But we think, okay, we can do a party, but let's reframe it as a social gathering event, because we are going to talk about sexual health. A party, the expectation is a little bit different. And also the gaps, you know, we in this consultation meeting, we want to ask a student the gaps to sexual health information services so that we can embed the information to these party and gathering. And one interesting, you know, there are four dot points here. One is about the cultural appropriateness and resonance of sexual health campaigns. I think ACOL has done more work, but that was 2017, 2 years ago. And then also students found there was not enough promotion about confidentiality and availability of free sexual health and testing information to them, which was different from what we think, because we thought we have done quite well, always put information there about confidentiality and free. And then on campus, the gap for students to access those sexually and gender diverse information, well, from a student, like student advisor probably is not really helpful to access the information. And then the peer support is also lack. Then to the actions, we established the working group with the 13 international, with the students and staff members from Cold Game Men's Action Group. I won't go into details about this When Worlds Collide event, which was a product. I think it deserves another 15 minutes presentation next session. But just give a bit of detail, it was a really successful event, considering it's a rainy and windy day. We had more than 70 people attended, and the survey result also showed the students were very engaging in this event. They also increased the community connectedness. So in conclusion, I would say this event was really, this process was really positive, because we took into actions of the research and the data, and also we work with the international students to and co-lead this project, and work for students and work with the students. Thank you.